All right. Every time we show up, you're brighter. All right. Well, so you're on a track, and not a linear track. A track that curves and weaves and spirals and twists and plays. Allow the unfoldment of time to be a playful experience. Most people think of time as some kind of routine. The relationship with time is like that of routine. And as a result of this programming by your culture, to think of time as this inevitable and constant tick, 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 tick. They have set up in you a whole structure, linear structure of cause and effect. And even as you break cause and effect, the grip of cause and effect, by slipping in and out of time, by playing, by releasing resistances, by moving towards your dreams and your manifestations. Nevertheless, cause and effect can snag you, can slip you up at any stage of the journey, catapulting you back into a linear sense of time, giving you more fear of time scarcity, that time's going to run out, or there's not going to be enough, or that you have too much to do in the time, etc., etc. You don't have time for this, you can't do that because of lack of time. Think of how many times that's been your excuse for something, for doing something you didn't want to do. So don't manipulate it that way either. If somebody says, you know, do you want to do this? Oh, I'm sorry, I really don't have time. I'm all so overbooked and so forth. I'm so sorry. I would love to do blah, blah, blah with you, but I just don't have enough time. You're creating time scarcity. You're creating cause and effect. So don't use time as an excuse. Just like don't use money as an excuse. I'm sorry, I can't afford that right now. Stop that. Don't go there. I can't come to your event because I have duties and obligations to my family. Ooh, you want to call in more duties and obligations from your family? That doesn't sound like fun. Those kinds of things create hooks in cause and effect. On your way to success, when there are those places where there's gaps or where there's a dip or a drop and suddenly everything seems to be quiet, the temptation is going to be, well, what's causing this? Rather than staying present and just saying, okay, all right, this is a dip time. Do I have any resistances? Is there anything to let go of? Any judgments? Is my image shrunk down and I need to expand my image? Look at that first before you say, well, it's because of this and that I did. Because as soon as you say, well, I did this and I did that and I went there and I talked to this person or that person and that's because, and I did that, and then because of that, then this other thing, and then because, it's like the store owner says, we don't have any business today because it rained. Well, what kind of business are they therefore going to have every time it rains? Cause and effect, you don't realize how it nails you into a coffin, slams you into a prison and locks the door. You've been trained to go find out why. Sometimes what you just need to do is say, what's in my face right now? and work with that. Keeps you in the present, and it keeps you a little bit more oriented to your future. And as you keep your future in sight, as you start, keep imagining where you're going to be and how you're going to feel and what that's going to be like up there in that future, and bring it closer and closer to you, keep claiming more and more of it, keep expanding yourself, moving in a wave, a flow of momentum to it, you'll be less inhibited by the past and less tempted to go into cause and effects about things. But even when you are successful, even when you have a triumph, wow, I did it. I made it. I made it and I stayed with it and I was present and I expanded myself and I own it. Yay, I made it. Yay, rah. The temptation still is, now, why did I make that? And not other stuff. Well, I made this one because, and you start listing it off. And it can sound really, really good. It's because I really did my processing and I did da, 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 da. Now you're setting up a cause and effect, which is an earning of the past, bringing something to you. In other words, once again, you're in the past creating the present. And you want to keep remembering that you made a choice to come down here on this planet to do something, a mission or two, a personal one, wrapping up birth and death, really becoming free. Free of that cycle, free of the limitations of physicality, and two, to help change the whole schema of things, to install a new template of light. Now, that is, in a way, ultimately, your dream, your vision. And you're not going to necessarily, when you're working on a particular project, remember that, oh, this particular project is just a piece of this greater vision. But if you do remember it, it holds a resonance of success because you didn't come to this reality without actually knowing before you came here that it was going to be a success. Now, a lot of times people say, oh, but you use the word experiment. Yes, it's an experiment of which you know the outcome. And you say, well, wait a minute, that's not really an experiment. That's cheating. You already know the outcome. Yes, we know the outcome as we go into the planet. But once we take on physical form, we don't remember it. It's part of the play. But we are programmed from a higher level of source, a program from higher self, from higher consciousness, that this is an experiment, yes, to us, but overall it's a process we know is going to succeed from that higher level. There is no doubt, absolutely zero doubt, from your higher self that you're going to totally succeed. There was zero doubt from yourself before you descended into physical form and forgot who you were that you were going to succeed, that you were going to complete this mission. So this completion is a given. Anytime you think about it, anytime you resonate with it, anytime you remind yourself with it, you pull yourself towards success. Now, you don't have to share this with other people. There are a lot of people who, if you said something like that, they'd look at you really funny. Or if they were into some kind of metaphysical or spiritual path themselves, they think, boy, what an egotist. It'd be so tempting to judge you about that. You don't share, in a sense, that with anyone else except those with whom you know it as well. But when you remember it yourself, it creates a sparkle. It enhances your probable future. It accelerates the journey there. And if you're going to have to do a cause and effect, it's because you're going to complete this journey that you're on it. And therefore, anything that you do, if you can anticipate it, expect it, and know that it ultimately leads you to this culmination. Think of what confidence that can give you, just energetically. Think about how you can pull that energy and into your daily life and put it to use, to play with it, to have more fun. So that that day when the clients don't call, and it's a time, and you can say, okay, well, maybe, you know, Glexa said, maybe it's a time to play and have fun and relax and do something else, and maybe Body and I will just do something really cool. Remember, hey, you know, you are going to succeed. Don't worry about it. Don't get into cause and effect. If I play today, I'll sabotage tomorrow. Don't go there. If I play today, I step more into the resonance of my joyous self, which is congruent and in alignment with my mission. Use it. Enjoy it. No judgment. Know that what you need to do and what will come to you and what you can unfold and what creative, juicy projects you can experience still coming your way, still be part of your life, even if you play. Now, the reason we use the term play is not to make you think of a child's play. Because children know there's a future, but they have no clue. The future is yet to unfold itself and open its gates to them. The gates of the future open to you when you enter puberty. That's when you see for the first time a greater perspective of life and realize you, yes, you are becoming a grown-up. And you will enter this world and participate in its thoughts, in its habits, in its experiences. Prior to that, what future? I have no clue. What do you want to be when you grow up? Oh, I'd like to be a fireman, or I'd like to be an artist. What do they say after 13? It's rare to find them still saying, I want to be a fireman, you know? They're no longer fascinated by the loud sirens. Or maybe they've taken a step further. The highway patrol will stand proud in uniform or, you know, military, or maybe I'll join the hierarchy. But those dreams generally die because a child has no concept of the future. So when you play, you can't do that. You can't just destroy a whole concept of the future and be futureless. You can't do it. You've matured too much. You are too responsible. Your play will be for you, for your nourishment of self. You're not going to want to play like a 16-year-old or the 18-year-old. You may use that as a starting point to imagine, okay, what does fun feel like? and to expand on it if you need to develop a sense of what fun is. You start there, but realize it'll grow up. You have to grow up. Your child orientations and your adolescent orientations and your young adult orientations, they will all grow up in you. So much so that the child in you is not the same child like you were. The child in you will be playful but mature. The adolescent will be very, very interested in things, details of things, learn lots of interesting things, talk interesting concepts, explore new things, but still be mature in that process. Not go overboard. The young adult, dream with passion. And you, the adult, carry it forth. When you're really integrated, even your young adult will come along a little bit and find it interesting to engage in their world. You're at a time, as you go into greater and greater success, that you will want to template not just success, and not that it's just a just, because that's a big job. It's a wondrous experience. You want to template the celebration that happens afterwards. Your culture doesn't know how to celebrate. You're going to also have to teach them that too. How does the consensus reality celebrate? Oh, some booze. Or if it's really big, a ticker tape parade. A party. Dressing up, going out on the town. How do you celebrate? A birthday, you have cake and candles. The birthday celebration isn't really about the cake and the candles. That satisfies the child and the adolescent in you. But what it's really about is the joy of being in a party with people who love and care about that person who has made it to another level, to another year, and to us, an enjoyment of the journey, a pleasure of the experience of sharing lives with people who care about each other. That's a celebration. So think about, what is celebration for you? If you stand in the energy of celebration, you're standing in success. Because the longer you hold on to the resonance of celebration, the more it will accelerate the success. So if you stand in the celebration, even before the success happens, energetically, you're holding a resonance that's even higher, in a way, than success. And you're pulling the whole energy field up. Its celebration is an extraordinary, expansive energy. It's a dance of spirit that's huge. A freedom and a release for soul. Celebration is a beautiful thing. So how are you going to celebrate your life outside of the limitations of logic, linear thinking, of all the structures, complexes, and you might say diminishing energies, limiting energies that the consensus reality gives you? Every step of the way, you'd call to yourself more power, more light, more love, more joy, and you'll move into more celebration. That's your journey. And you're going to go home celebrating when you're done on this physical plane, and you say, okay, I think I've done everything I want to do. And I've really had a grand time. Thank you, physical plane. Thank you, Earth. Thank you very much, everybody. I'm heading on back to home planet, hang out with some of my spiritual family and some of my good friends, settle into a nice, long, long life, thousands of years of life, have a nice life there. I'll explore and play with that. And then I'll think of maybe I'll take another adventure. Maybe there's another planet that's really interesting, with an interesting spin and different concept that I might want to play with. But never again will you be a victim. Never again will you be so limited as to not remember who you are. You have experienced the ultimate of that. And we congratulate you. You're coming out the other side, returning to knowing who you are. In a little while, we'll do a meditation in which we will help you anchor your energies and your foundations of success into celebration. Something you can use if you feel you want to accelerate your success and you don't have resistances. You see, when you let go of the resistances, you expand yourself, it will accelerate. And when it accelerates, it will approach infinity. The faster time goes, the closer it seems to move into infinity, and there's a jump-off point. We took you on that point earlier. All you have to do is think about it. All you have to do is imagine that sense of acceleration and jump off. And if you don't have resistances, your physical manifestation, your physical reality will actually accelerate your success. If you are in time scarcity, oh, worry, worry, I have to have this success soon. Oh, please, I can't wait any longer. Why does it have to take so long? Blah, da, 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 da. Where you used to be. If you want to go there, know the consequences. You'll get stuck in time. You'll get stuck in linearity and scarcity. But there is no scarcity. And you already know that. You can't, in full consciousness now, go back there. So you've tricked yourself out of that now. Darn, just when you wanted to have some insurance, some victim insurance, to make sure that you could always, whenever you want to, be a victim. Darn it, can't be a victim anymore. Where can you run to escape? Oh, how about celebration? How about lifting rather than contracting? Contraction is good if you need to focus on something for learning purposes. And you'll draw and attract to you yourself everything that you need to study. You've noticed that, right? All the situations and circumstances you need to understand and study, they're presented to you over time. You got it really worked out well, you know. Appreciate what a fantastic system you've got. And then remember, jump time and celebrate. Get yourself back on track, boom, just like so. All right, so what we're going to do here is we'll take a few questions. If anyone has anything they want to talk about, if they want to talk about some of their experience or unresolved issues that are still floating about there.
Hi, Bob. This is Brett.
Hello.
Hi. So it's been a great workshop. Thank you. Thank
You're
you very
welcome.
Much.
It's not over yet.
I know. do I have questions? Actually, most of the sharing that happened in the last has been really helpful, especially with when Phil was talking and you had mentioned that focusing on the creation process, the mastery of the creation process, as opposed to something that maybe just has the intent of money, to really focus on the creativity around it, producing mm-hmm. it, was really helpful for me as well.
Good.
I love to be creative. I do a lot of that in my work and my free time, and I may need to get a little more organized more than the other way. I'm more of the papers all over the office kind of person.
Well, can you enjoy that?
I do, actually, at times. I really like...
Okay.
So it's...
It's just one of your precious, charming quirks, right?
I guess so, yes.
Enjoy it. Sometimes it's the mark of a creative person, so there you go.
Yeah. And even the whole concept of really talking the body, I was just sharing with Sharon and Elizabeth here. I've actually thought of the body as a machine, I think, too much. And a noun. As I said, I thought it was a noun rather than a being. So it's been interesting this morning asking about breakfast. Like, what do you really want? And
what did it say?
It wanted eggs and avocado. So I would do muscle testing, sort of verify my answer. And today it was a chili burger, which really surprised me, I have to say. I don't know if I got it right or not, but I was reading down the menu. I salivated over that. And I did a muscle test and say, really, that's what you want, the chili burger? No bun, just the burger and the chili and the cheese and the onions. Sure enough, it was actually great. I enjoyed it. So,
probably your body enjoyed it. Yes,
yes, yes.
So
this is very interesting to me just to like... So the question comes in about future stuff as well. I've been, been at a job myself for the last 9 years, developed a company, software company, and stuff like that. And it's never really in the momentum phase. It's always sort of in the busy phase of like constantly scheduling and things like that. And I really do want to move at this point now into a different career where creativity is really at the core. I can't say I haven't been creative, it's just a different kind of creativity. So I don't know if that's really a question or just a comment and to comment back on.
Well, do you know what kind of creativity you want to get into?
Right now I'm dabbling. I always loved math and art. It's like those two things have been a constant in my life that I go back to in my own.
Do you already do some kind of math and art, like maybe, formulas, fractal formulas and stuff like that?
Yeah, I do. I always go, it's always more been, or for more people it's a career, it's for me a hobby. It was my education, but it's always been, art has, and design has been my moneymaker, and math has been my hobby. Sort of reverse for some. So, I had a night with Glenn here where he talked about his system, and that was really interesting in itself. He laid out these crystal patterns in 2 7-pattern grids, and something popped again in me when I looked at those things, like a deep remembrance of, I remember this. And mm-hmm. all that's coming up over and over again with that. And maybe it's just patience that I need to have with that, because that'll come out in its own time. But it's exciting. So, again, I don't have a really question other than this is where I'm at in my life, and I do want to get to the point where celebration is key and just fun. I really...
Right. Well, your creative processes that you want to get into, it's wonderful. You already have substance there. So you say some people a lot say, I want to get into something else, but my mind pulls a total blank. That's a whole nother experience. You already have the foundation of whatever it is in there. But you don't have a belief that's consistent, believing that you could support yourself with something you find so much fun.
Yes, I guess that's true.
All right. So there you can trap yourself. Consider that a limitation to release, a drag or a resistance. Can you have more fun? Can you have really a lot of fun and make money at the same time? Now, we know that logically you know the answer is yes. But underneath it all, is there a part of you that says, that wait a minute, it just doesn't work that way.
Oh, yeah.
Society's supposed to be, you're supposed to, this is the way it's supposed to work. There's a voice in there.
I agree, there is a voice in there.
That's the voice that needs to be healed. You know, you're the authority now in your life. But that voice is a voice that you've relied on in the past to be your authority and has caused you so many times to question yourself.
Yes.
That you knew what was true for you, but that voice would come in an authoritative way and say, well, it doesn't work like that. That's too easy. That's too simple. That's too, it can't work like that. You got to be kidding. Look around you. You don't see anybody else who knows how to, who can do that. How do you think you're any better than they are? Who do you think you are?
Bingo.
All right. And when that voice comes in, you say, I am a divine reality creator. And this is my playground. Right?
Yes.
Okay. It shuts up. What's it going to say to that? You've taken your authority. You know who you are. It just has been done like that. That's about all it can come up with. And so you say, okay, so you think, you say to this voice, that if it's always been done a certain way, it has to be done that way in the future. Why, of course.
Yeah.
Not. I am a powerful reality creator, which means I'm creating a new reality. Get it? Eventually, the voice will go into confusion. If you get that voice into confusion, you've done your job.
Fantastic.
Confusion is the place where that voice loses its power over you. If you want power and control over somebody, get them confused, indecisive, torn. And when they're in betwixt and between and they can't figure out where they're at and they're disoriented, you just come in and you just give them a plan and, oh, okay, they'll go right along with you. Now, we're sharing this technique with you knowing that you're not going to go and abuse it. But you can see the history of humankind,
yes,
that this has been used for abuse. But it's time for you to turn this back around on those voices of the consensus and take your power back. Because you can. You can parlay your fun stuff, your hobbies, your pleasures into success financially. You can do it. You've got substance there. By substance, we mean you have enough desire to master that.
Yes.
Enough perseverance and willingness to keep your attention on it and play with it to the depth that's required to make it something beautiful. You have it already. That's a substance. You've already got the materials. But you just add a little bit of imagination this way and that, and then you dream the people who would receive that. And start it moving. The imagination. How are you going to put it together? Let's play this way. Let's play that way. Let's play this other way. And so on. And imagine. I'm sharing it with people and they're enjoying it. Stretch it a little further. I'm sharing it with people. And they're willing to pay for something like this.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
All right.
One last question is kind of scientific because it goes to this.
A little physics?
A little physics. Again, a hobby. I'm one of those people who love physics. I will read journals and, you know, people have, you know, People Magazine in the bathroom. I have nonlinear physics. That's just me.
Well, there you are. Well, you know, you've had other lifetimes doing this type of thing.
Yeah, you've
had some really interesting magician lifetimes where you've done alchemy and all sorts of things. So
yeah,
it's just a natural unfoldment of that.
Yeah,
okay. So what's your question?
So the present. You know, we have a remembrance of the past, whether we call it imprint or we have moments of the past that we remember. We don't necessarily have a remembrance of the future or how maybe some people do. And so I always thought expectation was sort of like that, like it's a different flavor on remembering the future.
Mm-hmm.
But what came to me the other day was that it's like, how do you measure the future and the present, or can you? And then all of a sudden I realized probability, when people measure quantum mechanics, when they do these experiments and measure probability, that is the future. That is the future's effect on the present. To me, it was like the probability field is a measure of all the futures now, affecting us now. So it was just kind of an odd awakening about, and I don't know what comment was on it.
Well, the probability field is not necessarily affecting you except to the extent that you're aware of it.
Yes, it's sort of like the power of choice.
Because what it does is that by being aware of it, it shifts and opens up your capacity to intend. Because before you think about it, you don't have an orientation of intention. You have an orientation of intention to the past. You call that memory. That's your intention, is to remember the past.
Okay, yeah.
The intention of the future, all right? The intention is impact in the now, and impact on and change. That's the intention. Yes. Nobody really intends the future to be exactly like the present. So when you look at probability, it's very, very exciting to the spirit, to the nature of you.
Yes.
And it will start opening the doors to the playground and running to play on all the objects and so forth that's in the playground. And the intention is to find what's the most interesting way to go.
Yes. Thank you.
But this is natural to your system.
Very much so, yes. Yeah, this is very much
so. Anytime you play with probability, you want to realize that when science plays with probability, they would like to make formulas out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually those formulas will all be busted and worthless.
Fantastic.
Right, it actually is. It's much more fun. If there were formulas, it would just be like they're just trying to be Newton again, you know? Okay, this brings this, and this percentage, and blah, 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 blah. And they just want to play probability. And your consensus, even at the most outward extended levels of it, still likes to play the benefit-risk ratio. You know? What could happen, and what would be the downside of it, and a lot of people really would prefer to worry. So let's figure out percentages. Let's quantify it, and that makes it safe.
Yeah, that's my habit too, actually. I love that game as well, I must admit.
Alright, so play the game and enjoy it, and then bust it. It's like you take all the building blocks and you build some like beautiful little thing with it, and then you see it. Oh, that's really cool. knock them around, because that means now you can build something else. Your intention.
Yes.
You've got so much capacity to jump and play. And so play with whatever you want to play with, but know that in the end result, your intention will bring you the future that you desire.
It actually reminds me of a dream I had when I was actually 13, just quickly to that, which was the dream of God coming to the door, knocking on it. I opened the door and there's like this 8-year-old kid. I was about 12. And the kid goes, "Hi, I'm God." And I go, "Really? You? I thought you'd be bigger." And he goes, "I just came to ask you something, Brett." I go, "Okay. But before I ask you," and he was much the character of a child, he goes, "What do you think I'm going to ask you?" I don't know. And I went through a series of attempts. And he goes, "Oh, yeah, that's nice. That would be a good question. But no, that's not what I was going to ask you." And in that sort of a moment where the child becomes the old man, becomes a sort of merging of energy, he goes, "Brett, well, when are you going to come out and play?"
Opportunity knocks.
It still affects me today when I say it, because it still makes me cry. It was such a profound statement in a child, yet, and obviously, you know, the whole mix of it was actually really profound. So, good message for now. So, thank you.
A message of love.
Yeah.
And that's where you find your ultimate happiness and joy.
Yeah.
You've tried really hard sometimes in this life not to be playful.
Yes.
And sometimes you kind of succeeded for a while.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you, dear one.
Thank you.
All right.
But I started to have these gatherings at my house, and the original intent, well, it started with the idea of just talking about abundance and creation, and then things started to, you know, fall apart in the market, and it kind of got turned to everyone gathering to facilitate a different outcome. And I feel right now that things are going really well. And, they don't exactly look like they're going well, but I feel like we're going in the right direction. So
yes.
I'm kind of in my mind, I've been thinking about that return to, to have these gatherings be inclusive of the whole idea of creation, which I'm kind of fascinated by. Early on, listening to the Lazarus tapes, he cited some just really fun, creations that people had and created and manifested, whatever. Like one of them, for example, is somebody really wanted their house to be paid off, and so the company they had their mortgage with sent them the deed in the mail. And it had not been paid off by them. They just received it. So, various stories of that kind. And so I have this kind of idea that's been percolating, and I'm just would love to hear your comments on it. I don't want to be, goofy about this, but it really feels to me as though it's a time when kind of anything is possible.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds exciting to me to be with friends, and in addition to on the side saving the world. We are
actually in a way, literally.
But anyway, to do this and to do it together and to help each other, we all have these things that we want to create. And I watch myself and I'm, there's some things where I'm like, how come I think I can create this? And, I've been trying to find fabric for pillows for my house now for a year. I cannot, for the life of me, I look, and I'm sure I'm not going to find it, and I can't change this belief. But I can think that I can create something else that is just, and I can't find fabric, So everybody has those things, that
you can make changes in the marketplace, right?
Yeah.
But finding fabric.
But that's really true for everybody. But
yes, everyone
everybody
has their places. And so that's why you want to take the energies and the feelings and the ownership of where you can allow magic, where you can allow success, where you do celebrate. and move it into those areas that you still, for some reason or another, your self-image is still shrunken down for some, you know, around it.
Well, and part of the intent is just to, you know, share with people, like, well, what is it that you want to create? And to have, like a repository of, you know, and share with people and, you know, what you want to create. And then together, you know, help each other.
Do you realize what that is? It's a celebratory gathering.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. That's the resonance you're looking for. Is that celebration that's going to pull the success through. It's going to open doors for magic if there isn't a lot of drag or friction or resistance and all that kind of stuff in the way. For those people who are willing to release that, who know how to do that and have done it or whatever, to come together and celebrate, then they just all they have to do is say, this I intend. They don't have to even say the exact formation of it. But in a way, to intend something analogous to the energy of it. If you visualize the form too much, you're controlling the outcome and it won't work very well. You know that. But if you emphasize the energies and the response and the impact of that success, that celebration that happens with that success, that will pull the magic into action. And so what you're imagining is a group celebration. Mm. It's like we've talked about the birthday party. It is a group celebration. It's a celebration of people who care about each other coming together to joyously share the success of one of them. You know, it's a success to make it through another year. Really. Think of how much you can learn in a year. Think of how much you can accomplish in a year. Now, we're not saying it in a quantitative way that is open and subject to judgment, right? It's not about, did you do enough this year? No. It's about, look at how much happened. It was a year of life and a year of experience. And everyone's celebrating. We care about your life of experience. And we share on the journey with you. We're there together with you. This is similar in the sense that rather than being a year, it is some kind of destination that an individual wants to have. And everybody can put their destinations in to the pot, so to speak, or share it in the open table. And everyone celebrate together, the journey together. You've envisioned a wonderful group way to activate celebration. That's quite beautiful. And we would hardly recommend your exploration of that further. And your perhaps manifesting, bringing it more into physical. It's very rewarding.
I'm very excited about it.
Yes, absolutely, because you've seen what can be done when a few people really put their energies together. There's a kind of an exponential expansion. It's like an explosion of light. Mm-hmm. What did we do earlier in the meditation? We had you bring the future, your desired outcome, your future success, and bring it and explode it into you. That's what you do in those, when you get people together to do that. You kind of explode the future here.
Well, and just as this is where I kind of go into fantasy, but it just, I had a couple of things happen to me early when I listened to those tapes in the 80s. And then I became cautious about programming because it just, I don't know, I guess it kind of scared me or something, but right now I'm not feeling quite as cautious. And
we'll tell you a little bit about that, because your idea about programming, you put on it that graph. You wanted that diagonal line.
Oh.
You said, okay, I do this, cause, and it works its way up this way, and I feel secure every step of the way that it's working because I see the effects and so forth, and then it leads to this great success effect. So you superimposed some cause and effect and time linearity on it. It was inevitable that we'd do that because at that time on the planet, even though the parameters of time were being stretched there by some of these tapes you were listening to, the major purpose of those tapes was to get you to own your power and your impact. But you see, when you went into it, yes, you had some successes, and they were like, whoa, what was that? I can't control that, in a way. It's like beyond my control, beyond my comfort zone. And then there were times when it didn't work at all. Mm-hmm. I was like, and what is that? What did I do wrong? Geez, this is hard to figure out. This doesn't seem consistent and comfortable at all. But yet, you've continued to program. Mm-hmm. And congratulations, here you are.
So are things like imagining that maybe they just add one more zero to your bank account and, you know...
That's too much form.
Too much form, okay.
If you're doing that, you are trying to control it too specifically. You see, you're looking for magic.
Okay.
You're not, it's not going to work if you try to control your reality and say, just exactly like this and nothing less, nothing more, this is what I want. But you see, what you're saying, that extra zero, you think that extra zero is going to bring you a certain state of being.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to give you a greater sense of freedom, mm-hmm. or enthusiasm, or it's going to enable and activate a project or something. You have something tagged to that. That, what you have tagged to it, is what you need to work with.
Okay.
So don't see the form, because that will not happen for you. See, there's a lot of people that like see that with the lottery. I have the winning numbers. Whatever. And it just doesn't kind of just...
Was that a little bit more of the past? Because you remember a long time ago you recommended that book, The Name It and Claim It Game, which...
Right. That was really a lot about the power of ownership. Excuse us. Ownership.
Okay.
That you owned that future.
Okay.
And it was a good book at the time. It was just right for the time. It's the next step at that time. At this point, it's rather simplistic. And if people were to do it now, it very likely wouldn't work as well.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, dear one. That was a beautiful one. And we're going to close with that because we're going to have a... We want to have a meditation still, so we're going to have a brief break here, let's say about 8 to 10 minutes, something like that. Yes? All right. 8 to 10 minutes, and then we will have our final meditation. And during this break, just let yourself imagine, that you're all getting together. Everybody who's here today, including people who were here yesterday that are not here today. All of you getting together and sharing your experiences of your life in a celebration. 8 years from today.
Eight?
8 years from today. We put it out deliberately way out there. Okay. For a reason, okay? Just imagine you get together and share, look what's happened to us and look what's happened on the planet and look how everything's going. And having a celebration, okay? Just imagine. Okay. Yeah, we know. All right. We'll speak to you in just a few moments. Farewell.